briefly remind you about the lineage of the Sacca, actually Lamde, but now Sacca. Long time back, when Atisha Dipankar traveled to the area, then he saw seven letter D, which is the heart letter of Manjushri, and one letter Hung, heart letter of the Vajrapani, in that place. And he predicted that there would be seven Manjushri emanation and one Vajrapani emanation in this place. So that is the prophecy by Atisha Dipankar. Of course, I told you Atisha Dipankar, how he came to Tibet, when I mentioned about the Gelug lineage, the Kadam lineage. Now, long time before that, there was a great manifestation which is actually descendant of the Supreme Being, and which is known as the Khun descendant. And these two great masters known as Dorje and Rinchen, these two, they became follower of Guru Padmasambhava and practiced the Dzogpa Chenpo, Mahaati, and for 10 generations they have been practicing Dzogpa Chenpo. We should call it Nyingma these days, but originally it is Guru Rinpoche's transmission, which is also a part of every lineage in Vajrayana. And anyway, then the 10th generation, Sherab Tsurchim. This time, the 10th generation, Sherab Tsurchim's younger brother, Kunchok Jalpo, became the disciple of Drogmi Lotawa. And therefore, he became the great enlightened master of the Tantra, which is new translation. So new translation Tantra. But it does not mean old translation was revised and became new translation. No. There was many great translations in the past. And then there's also new translations later. And he became the enlightened master of the Nga Sarma, Nga Shinjur, Nga Shinjur, and later translation. And then he established the Sacca monastery when he was 40 years old. So the Atisha Dipankar's prophecy was fulfilled at that time. And the Rumi Lotawa Shakta Yeshe, first he received from Shantipa the Vinaya, Prajana Paramita, and also about Tantra, and also from Gaya Dharapa, the enlightened Mahasiddha. He received Lamkur Gu, the nine path. So that is a very important part of the Sacca lineage and Sacca practice. So the first is Lamde, and then everything is of course part of Lamde, but somehow Lamde is one particular practice. And then second is, this is about something like Tummo practice, but which is derived from the Takpanipa, the Tantra, which is known as Takpanipa, Jyutani. And it has visualization, some pranakrama, and then the Dzogchen Upanakrama. So Upanakrama is very much like a Tummo practice. And that is the second. The third is then derived from Dindupa. This is about Bodhicitta, related with Bodhicitta. And fourth is again related with Takpanipa, which is Renchik Chidup Chelamkor. So ever-present, born together parts. And then the fifth is derived from a Tantra, which is known as Yeshi Tigle. And this is about Mudra parts, which means union of non-dualistic union than joy and emptiness union. This practice. And sixth is from the tantra, which is known as Khajur Tantra. And this is about unimaginable, unequal teachings, which I have explained briefly earlier. And then seventh is derived from the Chakrasambhara, which is also visualization and completion practice, very sacred practice. And eighth is from the Samvandvipa, from this tantra, then the essence of the teaching is Mahamudra. And so Mahamudra without letter, that is how it is described. And ninth is the essence of all the Mada Tantra, which is known as Yunpo Songwe Kor. Yunpo Songwe Kor. Yunpo means which is not straight. Sangwa means making it straight. So that is about Nadi, Prana, Bindu practice. And so that is the nine aspect of teaching of Lamkur Gu in Tibetan. Now, when you say the five main figures of the Sakyapa lineage, and this is three who is not bhikkhu, and two who are bhikkhu. So now the Kuncho Jabo's son, emanation of Vajrapani, who became enlightened master, he had four sons, and the first Sunam Temo, then Chakpa Jansen, and fourth Parchin Hupo. So these three, Sunam Temo, Chakpa Jansen, Parchin Hupo, they remained as tantric practitioner of tantric yogi, not as a monk. Of course, monk also can be tantric yogi, but then tantric yogi who is not bhikkhu, they are. And this is known as three white. And then two red, that means two who became bhikkhu. This is the son of the last son, Kungan Hingpo and Sonam Jalsen. There's two sons. And the Kungan Hingpo became bhikkhu, and Sonam Jalsen's son, Lodu Jalsen, also became bhikkhu. So these two are two red. And five of them makes the five main figure of the Sacha lineage. And in Tibetan, we call it Sacha Kuma Namga. Now the later, the continuation of the Sakya lineage, then there was six or seven great master who are known as masters of the Sutra, masters of the Tantra, and master of the bow. So first masters of the Sutra, Yakchuk Sanjepal, Janda Junul Lodu, or Yakchuk Sanjepal and Rantun Shija Kunzik. So these two are known as the masters of the Sutra. And then the masters of the Tantra, Dzongpa Kunga Jansen and Ngorchen Kunga Zangpo, this is known as two Kungas. And they are known as the masters of the Tantra. And then masters for both, that is Khorampa Sunam Singe, Khoramjampa Khorampa Sunam Singe, and Kunchen Shakcha Chogden, these two known as the master of the both. So these are the six or seven main masters of the lineage. And their lineage is continuing up to now as three main lineage, Sacha, Morpa, Kalpa, and Sacha, which I have mentioned at the beginning. Morpa is the descendants of the Khun, Kunga Zangpo. So he is actually prophesied in Lotus Sutra, White Lotus Sutra. And he established more Evam monastery, and which is continued by Muchen, so great master Muchen. And then this monastery have four main abbots, known as Thartse, Ludding, Khangsar, Phenkham. And so this is known as Morpa. And Thartpa is the disciple of Dalsin Lodwe Janshin. His name is Dorin Kunzang Chuchin Nyima. And his disciple, Thartpa Chuchin Losal Jansu. And his followers, such as Nyatr Chente, Ludup Jansu, and all of these great masters, their lineage is known as Sarpa. And so Sacha, Morpa, Sarpa, three. And the supreme head of the entire Sacha lineage is the continuation of the descendant of Khun lineage. So that is a brief introduction or reminder of the Sacha lineage.